Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We were talking before about one of the most unusual situations that has taken place in anywhere. Where university school, the powers at university school were not letting any fall sports happen at all. And then through the course of a lot of conversations, Mario Smith from True Foundation Academy stepped up with a lot of other people. And certainly I know he's excited to get back into the coaching end of things. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Mario, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome back to coaching. I know that that's something that you've missed. I always used to bug you on the sidelines a lot when you were at Monsignor Pace. And tell everybody how this came about, because I want to get this straight from you and not through 10 different people. But certainly I know that that this wasn't an easy deal, and you stepped up. You've had True Foundation Academy going for a while now, and certainly you never had football, but you do now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So it came about just through conversation and phone call and the need to help a team that wasn't going to play in the fall. So what happened was the sponsors, they eventually reached out to me and asked me how to go about it. I gave a few different solutions, and we came up with having the kids play for True Prep Academy and play as an independent. And that's something that going into it, that's something that I had in mind anyway. So it's pretty much like it had worked out to be the best situation for both parties. True Prep Academy has the ability to start its own football team, and now we combined it with university school players, and we're going to play independent this year moving forward.
And obviously you've been practicing every day, because you have your first kickoff classic this Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Dade Christian. Talk about what it was like for you, because I mean, you got back into it as a head coach. You have some pretty decent coordinators going, obviously guys that have played this game at a high level. Talk about this. I mean, this was a fairly established team that made the playoffs last year. That was a number two seed. What has it been like for you to inherit a program that kind of was already running?
I think that it was a great thing. Things that were already in place, it just allowed a smooth transition for it to happen. And even with me getting back into coaching, it just allows me to oversee the program from where it is now and just make suggestions here and there about just a few of the little things that we want to see to happen. But it is very exciting time just to be back out on the field and feel that energy and be amongst those young guys and just promoting the welfare of what football is all about, camaraderie, getting together as young men and then going out to accomplish a task that brings home a championship or scholarships, those different type of things. So it's a very exciting time for myself. And I want to say the players, because now they have the ability to finish out their season and secure their scholarship going into college. So that's one of the big things about it, is being able to really help these kids and on both ends, from True Prep Academy as well as the kids that have joined from U School. So it was definitely a great thing.
No doubt. Coach Mario Smith, Troop Prep Academy, joining us on our South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, driven by Auto Nation. And here's the thing, too, Coach. I mean, you take a look at some of these players, and obviously a couple of commitments already on board, in a quarterback and Nick Vadiato and an offensive lineman and Marcus Tate and defensive back and the kid Hallman, who's a really good football player. You have an opportunity to have people out there helping you, like a Channing Crowder, who's done a tremendous job, you know, over the last couple of years, like a Chris Chambers, who his passion for high school sports is unmatched. What's it like being around guys like that? You know, I mean, because we know, there's no guarantee just because you played in the NFL that you're going to be a great coach, but they seem to have a good rapport with the kids.
Yeah, they do. They have an awesome rapport with the kids that they've built. And then even with Troop Rep Academy kids stepping in, they've embraced those kids. And you get to see the education of the sport, these guys pouring into these kids, you know, teaching them different schemes, teaching them camaraderie, you know, just the whole conglomerate of the elevation of football from the high school to the college, collegiate, and then to the pro level. You could see those guys pouring back into these kids 100%, which the kids accepted, and it's a lot of great coaching that goes on out there with these guys, and I think that it comes from a place where the kids can understand it because these guys have played on a high level and they respect that. So those guys do a tremendous job being out there with those kids.
Did you miss it? I mean, you were away from it for a number of years. I mean, did you miss this? Because I know that as a coach, you poured everything into it. I mean, you went up and beyond, and you still do. I mean, let me pat you on the back, because last year you kind of rescued the Miami-Dade Broward game, which was something that they were going to let go. Had you missed really getting immersed in coaching?
I definitely have. I think it's something that's embedded in me. I played football for all my life, and then having the ability to transform into the coaching world, it definitely plays a role in a lifestyle of how I've lived, and it's exciting for me. You know, I was saying that I had that itch, and once you get out there, it's just like, wow. You know, you're in a place where you're like, wow, I miss this place, being out here, having the energy of these kids, and being out here with the fresh air, and it's a wonderful thing. That excited, you should see my smile. I'm literally smiling from ear to ear when you ask me that question, because I'm genuinely one of those guys that like to see these kids do better than what we did. And when you have that knowledge, you want to pour that knowledge into the kids. So, it's been a wonderful time for me to step back out there on that field.
Good stuff. And so Troop Prep will take to the field as the Saints on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Dade Christian. Who's the opponent?
The opponent is Aquila Christian Academy.
Okay. So we get a chance. It's like it's a kickoff classic, so it doesn't count on the schedule. The opening game will be October 2nd at West Palm Beach Cardinal Newman.
No, this one with the opening and that's something that we have to put out with the schedule. The opening will take place next week on the, if we said the second.
Yeah, I thought it was the second.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
No, I was just going to say, so we'll promote that and we'll get that out there. But this is a kickoff classic. It's this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at Dade Christian. If you're interested, you know, are there going to be able to be fans at the game or no?
There are going to be fans, but the fans are limited. I think we're only limited to have about roughly 500 fans in there in the stadium. And a lot of that is going to the players and the families of the players. From both sides of the coin. So the visitor team will have a certain amount of players that they can have out, and then a certain amount of fans that they can have out, and then the home team will have a certain amount of fans that they can have out, all done properly with the social distancing spacing. So we definitely want to keep a safe environment that allows everyone to come to those games and be safe.
Good stuff. Again, Mario, thanks so much for taking the time, for explaining everything. Now everybody knows, and we're proud of you guys for coming to the rescue, and these kids are going to have an opportunity, and we're excited about it. Thanks again, man. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you. I look forward to it. You guys, want to thank you for having us on, and go True Prep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.